There's a lot to keep track of when it comes to COVID-19 and Alaska's response to the pandemic. Reporters all over the state are talking to experts and local Alaskans every day about the impact the virus is having on our lives. And still, there are questions. Lots and lots of unanswered questions. We're going to tackle your COVID-19 questions weekly. Doug Meekum from Juneau wants to know how many COVID-19 tests are done on a daily basis and who keeps and reports that. And here to help us answer those questions and a few others about testing is Rasha McChesney from KTOO in Juneau. Hi, Rasha.
Hey, Casey. You know, so there's not a set number of tests that get done on a daily basis. There are tests being performed by commercial labs, the Alaska State Public Health Labs, and then hospital facility labs. Those are generally private labs. And, you know, each doctor's office, hospital, clinic, and municipality is deciding who gets tested and when. And then when the lab gets those samples, they perform a test and then they send that data to the state. And the State Department of Health and Social Services gets that testing data and reports it on a COVID-19 dashboard that they update every day. So by Monday, 36,380 tests had been performed in the state. And generally, they report where the sample was taken and what kind of lab tested it. But it's important to remember that some people have gotten tested more than once. So that number, that 36,000-ish number, isn't reflective of the number of people in the state who've gotten a test for the virus.
So next question is from David Quisenberry, also from Juneau, and he wants to know how long it takes to get results from a test.
Oh, so again, there's pretty wide variability here. Sometimes it's dependent on the lab that does the test. So if the state lab is doing it, your sample has not nearly as far to travel. And if it's an outside of the state lab that's performing the test, you know, it's going to take a couple more days. And sometimes it's dependent on the type of machine they use to process the sample. So there are some machines in the state that take as little as 15 minutes to return those results. Those are called Abbott ID Now machines or just Abbott machines. There's some data now that shows that those results can be less accurate than others. Some machines take several hours to return results, and if a sample gets sent out of the state, it can take days to return. So again, there's that sort of wild variability depending on how and where you got your test taken. Early on, people were being told that it could take a week to get their results back. Now it seems to take a few days. And then in addition to that, the state has a hierarchy of whose tests they prioritize, right? So if you live in a place where, or if you're working in a facility, like here in Juneau, we have the Lemon Creek Correctional Facility where you're in contact with a lot of people, they're going to prioritize that test over maybe a private test of someone who happens to be asymptomatic. So I guess the answer to that is it depends.
And I know many people want to know how much getting tested actually costs. Is there an easy answer for that?
I wish I had easy answers for all of these. But again, that answer is it depends, right? So there's free drive-up testing in some places. We've seen it in Anchorage, in Ketchikan, Juneau, Fairbanks, and Bethel. But that's for people who have symptoms and who are referred by a medical provider. We've had some reports of people who want to be tested but don't meet the criteria, and they've ended up paying several hundred dollars out of pocket for tests. People without insurance have reported paying several hundred dollars as well. At least one dentist's office in Juneau is asking people to take a $50 COVID-19 test before they can be treated. But for people who do have insurance, it's likely free. Alaska's Division of Insurance has barred companies it regulates from charging for COVID-19 related testing if it's medically necessary. It's also asking them to waive the office visit fee as well, and at least two of the state's insurers, Primera and Moda, are following that guidance and waiving both the office visit fee and the actual fee for taking the test.
Okay. Well, Rasha, thanks for being here to answer these questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That was KTOO's Rasha McChesney answering listener questions about getting tested for coronavirus here in Alaska. Send your questions about the pandemic in Alaska to coronavirus@alaskapublic.org or leave us a message at 907-586-1600.